Vestara, you have been listening?
Talon asked. Vestara turned and nodded.
Of course, High Lord.
Is young Skywalker right?
He demanded.
Did ship seem surprised to find you here?
Vestara did not even need to think before nodding.
Ben is half right.
She glanced toward Ben and flashed him a quick smile.
Ship was already on his way when I felt him coming. I didn't need to call him.
That is no proof that Skywalker is telling the truth, Lord Talon.
Kai said. He lowered the raft to the sand.
If ship came for Abeloth, why is it still here?
Probably because ship is so damaged,
Ben replied. He turned his gaze back to Vestara.
How long did it take ship to arrive after we felt it coming? 3 hours?
Easily,
Vestara confirmed.
We crossed the ridge to the fountain ruins, realized that we had the wrong body, then crossed the ridge again and found an empty med bay in the shadow. That was at least 3 hours. And ship didn't arrive until later, after we had already started to search for Abeloth.
Right,
Ben said.
So if Abeloth was counting on ship to rescue her, she was disappointed. In its condition right now, the Shadow or MEX would have caught up in about 2 heartbeats and blown them both back to atoms.
Which begs the question of why Abeloth would call ship in the first place,
Talon pointed out.
If she couldn't use it to escape, what good is it to her?
Would she have known ship was damaged?
Luke asked.
When I reach for someone in the Force, I don't have a feel for their condition until after I make contact.
Talon's expression turned thoughtful.
Perhaps.
And perhaps not, High Lord,
Kai said.
A plausible story is not always a true one. By all accounts, Abeloth has lived on this planet for dozens of millennia. Why would she pick now to leave?
First, because she's wounded and being hunted,
Ben said.
Second, because she can.
All three Sith frowned, and Ben glanced over at Luke, clearly wondering how much he should reveal about what they had surmised about Abeloth's past. Deciding that the more they revealed right now, the more likely the Sith were to believe, Luke nodded.
Go ahead,
he said. Maybe it will convince them of the truth.
We will not be convinced until we have Abeloth's body in our hands again,
Talon said, turning to Ben.
But go ahead. I'm sure it will make an interesting story.
Ben's eyes flashed, but he nodded.
You know what happened at Sinkhole Station, right?
You mean the explosion that destroyed my frigate?
Talon demanded.
Yeah, that,
Ben replied, completely unintimidated by Talon's sour tone.
Well, we think that Sinkhole Station may have been built to keep this planet locked inside a shell of black holes.
To what end?
Kai demanded.
Are you saying this planet was Abeloth's prison?
We're saying it might have been,
Luke clarified.
There's a lot we don't know, but our trouble didn't start until after, well, a crack developed in the shell.
A crack?
Talon asked.
What kind of crack?
The kind that we all came through, Luke replied. When Ben and I discovered Sinkhole Station, it was already malfunctioning, and a gap had opened in the shell. We don't understand the technology any better than you do, but it was clear enough that something was going wrong.
And given that it was floating around in a million pieces the last time we passed by, it sounds like maybe Abeloth has been trying to shake her way free,
Ben said. He waved his arm around at the planet in general.
So we're thinking this place was probably a prison, not a fortress.
Talon considered this for a moment, then said,
a very plausible story.
It's more than a story, Luke said, growing frustrated. It's a theory that fits the facts, which is about all we have to go on right now.
Not entirely.
Talon's voice grew cold.
Because we Sith also have a theory to fit the facts, which is that you are hiding Abeloth's body from us because you wish to keep to yourselves all knowledge of her nature.
Luke rolled his eyes in exasperation. The trouble with Talon's theory was that it was half accurate. He had no more intention of sharing with the Sith any true knowledge about Abeloth's nature than they did of allowing him and Ben to leave the planet alive. But first things first, they had to find their quarry and finish the job.